afternoon, everybody. It's 2 o'clock on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. We're gathered for the legal counsel update in the Board of County Commissioner Conference Room. We have Commissioners Fowler and Morgan present. And Augustus, representing legal.
Chantel went to go get Wally.
Okay.
I think he was on the phone.
Got it. That happens. I also was running late in a meeting that is...
Yep. At least we know Sarah wasn't bugging him.
There'll be one place at a time.
Yep, only one.
So our first agenda item, unless we want to go out of the quick claim deed, do we want to deal with that real quick to allow some time?
Is
that one on yours either?
No.
Oh, okay.
Support.
We're going to pause then until they get back, I guess. I will say the first item is one that I asked to be on the agenda, and I know a little bit about it, but I want them here. Hey!
My clock is off in my office.
Uh-oh.
I thought I was going to be right on time today.
Well, welcome.
So here we go.
So our first agenda item is the Upper Briggs Creek Watershed Analysis Response. And this is a NEPA evaluation. And I would say, I think it's one of the first ones we've dealt with Commissioner Fowler. I don't know if we start with you. I know I had a question, but basically there's an open comment period right now on an environmental assessment that has been done on some U.S. Forest Service lands in our county.
Yes, correct. And sometimes the board does weigh in on these matters on behalf of the county. And so the particulars I think we have provided over here.
Which valley is this in?
On the way to Illinois Valley. Most U.S. Forest Service lands are
in that
end of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So Briggs Valley is also known as Onion Mountain area.
Oh yeah, sure.
So as you're going up in that kind of Briggs Valley is, I believe, where our main radio tower. Mm. We had to protect last summer from the Klondike fire. Is this not in my packet? Apparently, it's not.
Yeah, we may have forwarded the link otherwise. It's an extremely long document.
Okay, so the main concern I had was that there is a recommendation of road decommissioning. And I would like us as policy, and even if we need to change something in policy and pass an official order or something, that we do not want any more roads decommissioned based on our vote in November. That 84% of our county said we want those roads maintained for access and fires. Mm-hmm. Based on what I saw in fire decisions of where they draw a box around the fire is based on where there's roads to access.
But only the roads that are on their map?
Correct. So there is flexibility, and what my ask would be is that they could close by putting a gate up on the roadway, but not to decommission them where they actually tear up those roads and no longer have access, because then we'd have to turn around and rebuild to get to fire.
It should be a hiking and nature trail, beautifully maintained by local citizens.
So,
I know, right?
If whether it be an order, but as far as this comment period, I think documenting the question that we had and the response of our community.
The advisory question on the ballot, right?
And yep. Based on incident command decisions of fire lines is based on access to those fires, that we want as much access to those fires, so any decommissioning of roads we think should be stopped.
I think that is in the coordination policy. I can confirm, I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but I seem to recall that opposition to road closures was included 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
But I'll confirm. We'll get you the background on that.
And they're definitely interested in coordinating. I just got off the phone with Merv George about a half an hour ago, and they said, where's your stance in sending a letter to Josephine County on coordination? I said, you mean that we've sent you a letter every year saying we want you guys to coordinate with us? And he says, okay, our response will be, we will.
Let me give you a verb
better. Yeah.
As soon as he can meet.
Yeah.
Just line it up.
But as far as this response and getting official feedback, I know we need to look at the rest of it. I haven't looked at the whole thing, but decommissioning roads, I think we have to address.
Okay. So you want me to draw up an objection?
If you'd be willing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and does that apply to any other jurisdiction that's not under our own, like BLM, K broaden the whole policy.
Well, the coordination policy would apply to all federal entities.
Okay.
So, yeah, federal entities are who's required under federal law to coordinate with local governments to eliminate points of disagreement to the extent practicable. So it's not as though local governments necessarily get to call all the shots, but it is
right. It's
incumbent on the federal agencies to try and eliminate objections to the extent they are able. So we do have a coordination policy. It gets referenced in the annual coordination letters. It's been updated as recently as, now I'm talking off the top of my head, so I'm actually going to think it's more like 2015. It might have been 2015.
But it might be worth looking at it, especially in light of some of the access and some changes more recently.
Yeah, I'll pull that up, especially the 2015 edits. Top of my head is that, yeah, that the road closures were addressed in that, and that, again, would apply to all federal agencies and agency actions.
Mm.
And also, I recall mineral withdrawals also being formally kind of, well, opposed.
And I apologize that I forwarded the response and I have not seen it all. But at the portion as far as the road closures,
we can just focus on that.
Let me.
In any event, it is important to actually take them up on there. I would think take them up on their offer to coordinate,
yeah.
Which is just a meeting.
Right.
But that'd be helpful.
All right, so I've just forwarded that as an FYI, so you have the link to access.
Nice catch. I appreciate that.
You know, I've got to say the local forester, the interim that's been, Scott Bloor, he made a point to let me know that it came out. He sent me a text. He also invited me to tour with their regional forester on Friday, and that's the boss over all of Washington and Oregon, who's on the governor's fire council, and we went out Illinois River Road all the way out to McCaitlin Ranch and saw different fire effect and different stuff. So I'm impressed with, they made very clear that they are, our current administration wants local coordination, wants local work and with elected officials,
right. And
they are actively pursuing being a compliance with that, and they want
nice.
To be. And so they are going to be reaching out frequently. And I sent an email to Merv earlier asking him to call me. His response was,
almost too quick.
No, and I realized afterwards, I said, you know, this wasn't as urgent as I realized that email would have sounded, so I will make sure not to express urgency when it's not needed, but I did need to talk to you, but he's like, you have my cell phone number here, you contact me anytime, and so just seeing by action them being intentional to try to get information to us.
Okay.
So that's good, so. I guess I would just say, maybe we can, when you get, maybe next week?
Oh yeah, prepare a response.
Okay.
Yeah, week seems reasonable.
And it'll give us a time to look at it to see if there's anything else we need to make sure is addressed.
Super.
But I'm wondering if we need that 2015 documentation you had that we can be more familiar. Here's what I've heard about coordination, because you'll hear it as a buzzword in the campaigns.
Yeah.
Well, we need to insist on coordination.
Yeah.
If we don't have a document for them to coordinate with, we're the ones out of compliance.
Yeah, we have the document.
And so, but do we know what it says?
Yeah.
Right.
So is it current with the policy?
Are we waving it around?
It's a current version of that.
Yeah. That might be fun to see, not fun, but appropriate to,
yeah,
for us to
be. Yeah, it's pretty specific on
it.
A lot of points.
Yeah.
It originated from work group 2010, I want to say. Jack Swift was tapped as the chair.
Okay.
And a lot of really active citizens, especially around that era, were involved in it. They produced their final coordination plan in 2012. And
okay.
The dates are not worth quoting me on this, but I do think it's around that time, 2012. And that plan remained in place for about 3 years. And then I do want to say 2015, we went ahead and put a finer point on some of the more particulars. So, I know mineral withdrawals were directly addressed in the coordination plan. Seems like roads were, but I'm going to have to just pull it out. And we'll all get familiar with it anyway.
Well, and I think it is beneficial for us to all be on board.
Yep.
And to understand where things are at versus just one specialist and the rest of us kind of following suit.
Yeah.
If it's truly our countywide, there's some meetings where we have overlap with other agencies, and we need to make sure we're all on the same page. So, thank
you. As much as possible. Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to item number two, quit claim deed to Daniel Wilson for purchase of county property, 5027 Maple Grove. We have Helene Lewis joining us.
Property purchased on contract basis, and now we're seeing it through.
We are going to ask you to sign the quit claim deed, and we will take it over to First American Title to be held in escrow until the payoff check is brought over to us.
Just closing out an auction sale?
Yeah, it was an auction sale that he bought on contract, and so he's closing out his contract.
Okay.
Is this something we take action on today, or?
What was the hope? Was it, we wanted to keep the thing open?
Yes, we were hoping that we could have it signed today, because they're gonna try to close by Friday, I think.
Okay.
There we go.
So I would accept a motion for us to approve the quit claim deed to Daniel Wilson for purchase of county property at 5027 New Hope Road.
So moved.
I'll second that. Any further discussion?
Nope.
And all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 2-0. We'll get that signed and to shortly.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, any additional subject matters from commissioners?
No, ma'am.
I had asked for one item to be added just for the sake of discussion, and I don't see it on here, but it was, it wasn't you guys I asked.
Okay.
to be clear, it was on our end, but I don't see it here. And it was simply to address the topic of the Western Interstate Region Conference.
All right.
I'm gonna pull it up real quick, because with all this documentation going, I really feel that is one that we should be attending. And I know that you have talked about that you have County College.
County College, just an overlap.
It's May 15th through 17th, which is
my birthday.
Nice.
Hey, all right.
Who doesn't want to be out of state?
So yeah, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Spokane, but really, the Western Interstate Region Conference is, even though people come from all over the country, whether they're in the West or not, it really tends to be the conference that the NACO addresses land use and federal land use decisions.
Kind
and
of hot topics for us.
Correct. And there's a pre on the 14th, which is Tuesday. There is a pre-tour. One of them is their dam. Another one is a forestry project at the Colville National Forest. I'm familiar with the commissioner that put that tour together on Tuesday the 14th. And the tour actually ends, I'm sorry, not tour. The conference actually ends fairly early on Friday, the 17th.
Yeah.
It's done by lunch. And
I think mine's Thursday noon. Or one in Salem, if it was college. But if this takes precedence, it does. I'm open to that.
Friday's morning session, their general session, is on opioid addiction in rural America. Friday night.
Saturday.
Well, it's only Friday, Saturday. So,
so potentially.
It'd be pretty tight, yeah. If I skip their Friday, I might be able to head down.
Well, and I'm wondering if it would be something that, if you were interested in going, that if you flew out of Portland, you could be back in time to get your county college on Friday and not miss any.
Mm-hmm.
If you had them. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. I just think that it, as much as advocacy at the federal level, if we're not at the one that deals with federal lands, I think we're missing an opportunity.
Well, and it's true, this is the cycle where we've got everyone's attention.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of conversations, yep.
So, I, if you're interested, I would support you going. I'm not asking to go. I just think that it's too important for us to miss every year.
And Dan didn't show as much interest, it didn't sound like.
I've tried.
Right.
He's... doesn't seem to be as interested
for this one in
traveling.
Particular, for whatever reason.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things we need to have those conversations, but again, we are one of only 18 counties in ONC lands. We're, you know, in a unique position there, and
oh, yeah.
So I would recommend that we participate, and if you're interested in going, I would support you going.
All right, well, let's see if we can get me to go then.
Okay.
I'll go.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that. So that was the topic I was bringing up under general.
Very good. And of course, it's good that it was brought up, because out-of-state travel by commissioners is required.
Takes permission, I hear.
Yes.
Which is why I wanted it brought up.
Thank you for reminding me, but this was a chance to say.
I heard a rumor, Bert told me.
We actually had one of these conversations last week about the national meeting in July. And we actually both talked about going to that one. And we're at a time that influencing public policy, national policy, and it's
strike while the iron's hot.
Exactly, but to leave out the national lands one would be, in my opinion, a missed opportunity.
And that's under NACO, right?
It is.
Yeah.
NACO.org.
So it's pretty strong lobbying group and has some teeth on the other end of it.
Well, if you think of it this way, the Western Interstate region are essentially all the SRS counties.
Oh, yeah.
If you draw a line across the middle of the country and go left, those are the SRS counties that all have the federal lands. An important topic that came up Friday is that they again put sequestration on our SRS payments. And we get two payments. We get PILT.
To say, which sounds bad, but ends up being good, right?
No, it is bad for us. Sequestration means they kept 6% of it in holding. So they kept 6.2% of the monies they were supposed to issue us. These
last
have
time.
Already previously been deemed that they're not under sequestration. We had a fight through the ONC Association last time to get that sequestration released, and they again sequestered. So we're back to fighting that same fight of saying, give us that 6.2% additional monies. This is an opportunity for the ONC counties to make sure their voice is heard with all those other SRS counties and saying, why aren't you speaking up? Speak with us as a loud voice. And yes, we all have more trees than we have people. However, let's get this done together. So I appreciate that.
Yep.
I should let you guys know that this week I started the Leadership Academy through NACO. And,
oh, yeah. That looked really good.
Yeah, you know, I got to say it's more than I thought it was going to be. They had originally said it's, you know, you have one session a week.
Right.
What they didn't say is they give you homework every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday. You have a web meeting every Thursday, and then an entire cohort meeting every Friday. I'm so excited that I have 12 weeks of full homework. But I have committed to doing this, so.
Got to check the fine print on this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it is something to look at that it's all county levels. So you have representation from.
Yeah. And it looked like some really good stuff in there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But when you think you're committing a day a week and you find out you're committing 5 days a week for 12 weeks.
Here we go.
Joy, joy. Here we go. Is right. So
at least it was on sale.
This time. Next time it won't be.
Right.
So, we got a $1,500 grant. And so the county cost was $500. It was four something.
Yeah.
Future participants paid the $1,500, and we can get a $500 grant. So the first time, you got a good deal for the first county rep to attend, and apparently I'm the first county rep to attend from Josephine County. So next time it'll cost more. But all right. So nothing else at this time?
No.
Okay. I should follow up with you. I'll follow up with you afterwards with a couple questions I have. Okay, so today is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2019. It is 2:20 p.m. Josephine County Board of Commissioners will now meet in executive session for the following agenda items. Item 4A is Wagner versus Josephine County, case number 118-CV01437-CL, under ORS 192-66028. Item 4B is property management report and recommendation regarding lease of county real property at 980 West Harbeck Street, ORS 192-6602E. And 4C is property management report recommendation regarding county real property at 1899 and 1901 Hamilton Lane, ORS 1926602E. Approved representatives of the news media and designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Approved representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision may be made in executive session. At the end of the executive session, we return to open session and welcome the audience back in the room. The recorder will now be turned off at 2:21. Welcome back. We're back in general session at 2:50 p.m. As far as the items, for a Wagner versus Josephine County, we received an update of where things are. There's no action to be taken at this time. Item 4B, property management report. We gave direction to staff regarding the lease. And regarding 4C, we have we're authorizing that we move forward with sell via sealed bid. And staff will move forward to make that accommodation.
Yes.
Okay. Item 5 is legal counsel update, additional subject matters from commissioners. Anything else that piques while you were...
No, I did go out to the city council meeting out in Cave Junction last night, and they were celebrating their first week of the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. They had like 800 people show up in 4 hours, buy a bunch of stuff, so they were all excited. They had a big battle where to put the spray ground that they got a grant for and where that was going to move the grower's market and where everybody was going to park, but it all turned out... very good. They also are moving forward on the Sasquatch Festival for the 4th of May, 4th and 5th, I think, Saturday, Sunday. 4th and 5th.
Same day as the Merlin Parade.
Yeah. Dan's going to go out there and play in the golf tournament and do the Pledge of Allegiance to kick it off.
In Ivy.
The Illinois Valley.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to be out of town that day. But, and they're still talking a little bit about... herbicides, spraying, and trying to come to some solutions there inside the city and out. Because I know we talked about it at our joint meeting briefly. There was some good public input on that as well. So they're excited to try and find a different way. Get away from chemical use, obviously, but still keep their roads. but it was a short meeting. It was over about 8. 1 hour long.
I went out to Wildlife Images last week and discussed with them, kind of saw the property, walked the property and all that kind of stuff. So there was a couple things we can come alongside with. I got connected with Mark Stevenson on one project thing that Mark can follow up with them.
On their property?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
There was some legislation that they could use some assistance and see where it's at, and if there's any help to be had from any of the agencies and stuff like that, whether at the local or national level. So we'll follow up with maybe looking at it, seeing if there's any recommendations on it or anything like that. So let's see. I did forward the public information request to Wyden and Merkley's offices so they can try to follow up with that regarding the fish hatchery thing. But that's still moving forward through the state legislature, that process. And so I find it interesting that no counties have any documentation of those original agreements so far. So kind of curious.
Yep, we've looked far and wide as far as Josephine County. And Jackson called me at one point.
And we do have the Jackson County resolutions we amended of sorts. That's coming up tomorrow, is that right?
Oh, a fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up in the business session tomorrow.
Cool.
Wildfire.
Okay. Today was the governor's fire council meeting, and I think I'm going to have to take some
the
of those.
First one?
Well, no, we had my suppression meeting last Friday, but this is her bigger fire council meeting, and we're welcome to attend, but it's still kind of one of those things as far as I might have to take each one and see how it fits with other county business. because we don't have necessarily have a voice at the table, just our chairs of our subcommittees do. So as much as I want to be at the table and have that information for that bigger council, there's sometimes like today where I had to choose to be local and not.
Well, and those are available to be viewed, I imagine.
There's some that they're saying don't fall under state public meeting laws or public record laws or something.
It's a meeting without having a meeting. It's a miracle.
It's kind of interesting.
Golly, sounds kind of government-y.
Well, that does, yeah, that's interesting.
What kind of privilege do they need? I know, right?
I'll refrain from opining.
No worries. Okay, well then, I will, if there's nothing else, I know I had something and I just can't recall. I did reach out to U.S. Forest Service and extend an invitation to the State of the Valley next Monday, just as they can have somebody on hand to answer questions if any come up.
Nice.
And so we'll see if that is.
Yep, I don't know if Kate reached out to any of them, I know.
I emailed Kate and let her know as well.
Good.
And I don't know the role of the commissioners at that meeting. Is this something we have to notice as far as?
Right, I don't.
Going?
She hasn't put together an agenda yet, so I don't know the format. I'm sure we'll know a few hours beforehand, if not before.
Okay. Sounds good.
Hopefully.
Then if we have nothing further, we can be adjourned at 2:56.